SEC signals DeFi shift, LEO dominates ETHCC. Key Web3 developments reported June 29, 2025. San Francisco, CA, June 29, 2025. Today saw notable developments within the blockchain and Web3 ecosystem, primarily centered around a shift in regulatory approach from the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and significant activity from LEO at the Ethereum Community Conference, ETHCC, in Cannes. While broader market sentiment remains cautiously optimistic, these developments offer a glimpse into the evolving landscape of decentralized finance and privacy-focused blockchain technology. SEC announces conditional relief for DeFi platforms. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, took a significant step towards potentially easing regulatory burdens on decentralized finance, DeFi platforms. In a press conference this morning, SEC Chair Paul Atkins announced a directive for SEC staff to explore a conditional exemptive relief framework. This framework, according to a statement released by the SEC, is intended to allow digital asset participants to bring on-chain products and services to market more freely, provided they adhere to specific conditions. The core of the framework hinges on a tiered approach, with exemptions granted based on the level of risk associated with a platform's operations. However, Atkins and other SEC commissioners were quick to emphasize that certain activities will continue to require registration. Specifically, platforms taking custody of assets or executing client decisions will remain subject to the existing regulatory requirements. This highlights the ongoing complexity of classifying crypto service providers and underscores the SEC's continued scrutiny of the DeFi sector. "We recognize the potential of DeFi to drive innovation," stated Chair Atkins. "However, we remain committed to protecting investors and ensuring the integrity of the market. This framework represents a measured approach, allowing for responsible innovation while maintaining appropriate oversight." The announcement has been met with a mixed response from the Web3 community. While many welcomed the move as a sign of progress, concerns remain about the potential for ongoing regulatory uncertainty. Legal experts note that the specific criteria for obtaining exemptive relief remain undefined, creating a degree of ambiguity for DeFi projects seeking to operate within the US market. The SEC's emphasis on custody and decision-making roles suggests a continued focus on the risks associated with centralized aspects of DeFi protocols. 1. LEO drives privacy and compliance at ETHCC Cannes. LEO, a Layer 1 blockchain specializing in privacy-preserving and compliant payment solutions, has been a dominant presence at the Ethereum Community Conference, ETHCC, currently taking place in Cannes. The blockchain firm is actively participating in conference events, focusing heavily on zero-knowledge, ZK, privacy technologies. LEO is hosting a series of sessions at ETHCC, showcasing its platform's capabilities for secure and private Web3 applications. A key element of the company's messaging is its commitment to building compliant payment systems, addressing a significant hurdle for wider DeFi adoption. Perhaps the most notable development has been a fireside chat featuring LEO CEO David Chen and Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin. The discussion centered on privacy standards within Web3 and the future of private, secure applications. Buterin reportedly expressed interest in LEO's ZK technology, highlighting the potential for enhanced user privacy without compromising the security and transparency of blockchain networks. Beyond the fireside chat, LEO is collaborating with key Web3 builders and is leveraging partnerships with major players. Notably, LEO has established partnerships with Coinbase and Google Cloud, aiming to advance confidential Web3 payment systems. Coinbase's involvement suggests a strategic alignment with the growing demand for compliant DeFi solutions. Google Cloud's partnership is expected to provide LEO with access to significant computing resources, further bolstering the scalability of its platform. 3. Asterisk DeFi growth projections remain strong. While specific figures were not released today, industry analysts continue to project strong growth for the decentralized finance, DeFi sector, throughout 2025. Multiple sources, including data from Chainlink and CoinGecko, indicate that DeFi is expected to maintain its upward trajectory, driven by increasing institutional interest and the continued development of innovative financial products and services. However, the pace of growth is expected to be tempered by ongoing regulatory developments and the need for greater standardization within the DeFi ecosystem. Summary of developments, June 29, 2025. Today's key developments centered around two primary areas: regulatory progress from the SEC regarding DeFi and LEO's prominent role at ETHCC Cannes. The SEC announced a framework for conditional exemptive relief for DeFi platforms, contingent on adherence to specific regulations regarding custody and decision-making. Simultaneously, Alio leveraged the ETHCC conference to showcase its privacy-preserving technology, secure key partnerships with Coinbase and Google Cloud, and engage in a discussion with Vitalik Buterin on the future of private Web3 applications. Despite broader market uncertainties, the DeFi sector is projected to continue its growth trajectory throughout 2025. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.